Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Another great show for you guys today coming up over the next 30 minutes. We got our guy, Preston Guy, join us here in a little bit. We're continuing our SEC previews. We're looking at the LSU Tigers today on the show. We'll talk some LSU with Preston coming up here in just a few moments. We'll also dive into the Los Angeles Rams as we continue our NFC West previews. We only have 5 baseball games going on later today. Orioles and Guardians getting ready to start. We'll give out some plays on the diamond. We'll look at some futures markets as well. And then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, we'd love to hear from you guys throughout the show. Any questions, any comments, any best bets that you have for us, let us know. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, make sure you guys go check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. All the college football, all the NFL previews that we do, you can go find it there on the Send It In podcast. So make sure you check that out. But let's get rolling. Glasses in session here on a Thursday, and we go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Preston Guy. Give him a follow on X at PGuy77, staff writer covering LSU football at TigerBait.com. Preston, appreciate you joining us, man. Obviously, the season opener has been a big bugaboo for LSU. They've lost 5 straight season openers here in the last 5 seasons. And this year, they don't have an easy one again. They're at Clemson. We got the Battle of Death Valleys. Is the feeling among a lot of people this year, if you win that game, get that momentum, it feels like they make the playoff. If you lose that game, maybe you lose out on the playoff again. Like, just how big is that season opener against Clemson this year?
Well, playoff implications are obviously going to be big to make the playoff. There's a chance LSU schedule is difficult enough to go 9-3 and make the playoffs, but at 10-2, you're guaranteed to go in. Well, if you lose that game, saying to go through this SEC slate with only one loss, that's a big ask. It's a real big ask. So the team would have to rally out a really strong performance to make the playoffs if they drop that Clemson game. I don't want to say it's over. This game feels more so like a monkey on your back for LSU fans. In fact, I polled 25 LSU media members, and I just asked them, what are your expectations for the team? What's your predicted win-loss? What do you like? What do you not like about this team? Didn't ask them anything about the schedule. More than half of them mentioned the Clemson game as being the most important game on the schedule, because it has a feel, and this is going to be an interesting comparison, but it's starting to feel kind of like that Alabama losing streak that LSU went on from 2012 to 2019, where they lost 8 straight. You know, it's like, come on, we can't lose another one of this. Well, LSU's lost 5 straight openers, and, you know, every time you're looking up, and it's like, well, all right, well, this has to be the year they snap it. But then you've got a daunting task in that game, going to Clemson in the other Death Valley. It's going to be a very tough, and this, on paper, this might be the toughest matchup of the 5-game losing streak going into it. Now, 13-0 Florida State probably ended up being tougher, but I don't think people thought going into the game they were going to be a 13-0 team. So, big task. More so than anything, in Baton Rouge, there's no MLB team. You know, the Pelicans have been checked out since November. Now, you got the baseball championship for LSU that people were focusing on, but basically since then, there's nothing going on. We sit around for 2 months talking about football, and for the fans to go through all those emotions and just get a loss on your first game, that's just killer. This whole city feels it every single time.
No question. Clemson 3.5-point favorites in that game. The total 56.5. Week one, LSU at Clemson. And look, it's a big year for Brian Kelly. As you know, Preston, a lot of people feel like Brian Kelly's really on the hot seat, though. Like, if they miss out on the playoff again, he could be out of a job. I mean, they paid him a lot of money. He's still got a lot of years left on that contract. Let's say they go 9-3, 8-4, miss out on the playoff again. Do you think Brian Kelly is out of a job, or do you think because of how much money and years they have invested in him that they would probably keep him around for another year?
I believe if Brian Kelly goes 3-9, he will have one more year.
Wow.
Now, that's keeping his job and staying on LSU's payroll. His buyout, in my understanding, would be about $56 million as of December 31st, and I don't think LSU has the money to make that move. Could be wrong, but that's from everybody I've talked to. He's keeping his job no matter what, and particularly if he's a 8-4, 9-3 type coach where you're good, you're just not at that next level of an elite football team that, frankly, LSU fans feel that they should have every year. You can't fire a guy like that with that kind of buyout. So here's the deal. He won't get fired by LSU, but he may get fired in the minds of public perception, which in this NIL era where, you know, fans can choose to throw their money into your program and buy players for you, that could be damning. That could be, all right, well, he's not dead, but he's got 1 foot in the grave, you know? That is the scenario we're facing. So, yes, a lot of pressure from Brian Kelly. Basically, every form of pressure outside of will you keep your job or not.
We're talking with Preston Guy here on Send It In, staff writer covering LSU football at TigerBait.com. Preston, let's talk some Heisman Trophy. Obviously, Jaden Daniels won it a couple of years ago with his tremendous season. Nussmeier amongst the favorites to start the year. Do you think he should be the betting favorite going into this season? Obviously, the hype around Texas, the hype around Arch. He is the favorite, Nussmeier right behind him. But do you think the caliber of player, do you think that Nussmeier should be the favorite going into the season?
Yeah, I think if Arch Manning's last name was Smith, he'd probably be, you know, 20th on the Heisman. Yeah. I mean, he's shown some promise and poise, don't get me wrong. And I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback by any extent, but we're talking about a guy who hasn't started at the college level. I believe he has 2 starts against ULM and Mississippi State. Not exactly world beaters. You know, Nussmeier, I like his odds as good as anybody. Cade Klubnik is definitely in that conversation. Lenore Sellers is going to be in a good position, him being a dynamic athlete. But preseason, it's fairly wide open this preseason as to who might be your Heisman favorite. And I like Nussmeier's odds as good as anybody. It certainly isn't lost to me that both Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels, and even if you want to go back further, Zach Mettenberger came in as transfers, had 1 season as a starter as a junior where they were okay, and then in their fifth year, they just skyrocketed in production. And looks like Nussmeier, albeit not a transfer in, he was on roster. He could be poised for a pretty big step. Frankly, as a junior, he was better than any of those guys I just named as a junior. So you know, he could be poised for a big step up. I'd say he needs his offensive line to keep him upright. That's going to be your big question here, because he should have a lot of playmakers around him to get the ball to.
That's where I was going next, Preston. I wanted to talk to you offensive line and defensive line, probably the two biggest question marks for LSU going into the season. Terrific on the O-line last year. They lose four starters to the NFL, and then they have to replace the entire defensive line from last season, too. Which is more of a question mark for you, the O-line or the D-line going into the season?
Oh, it's O-line, and it's not even particularly close. In fact, I believe LSU's strongest unit on the team is their edge rushers. Their edge rushers are nasty, and they go about six deep with nasty guys. Their defensive tackle, we'll see. They got a fifth-year guy, Jacobian Guillory, coming back, who's been pretty good, tore his ACL a year ago. Sometimes you recover 100% from those. Sometimes it takes a while. We'll see. But I think, let's put it like this. I told you I polled 25 local media members. 25 of 25 mentioned offensive line as a concern.
I mean, that speaks volume right there. Obviously, got a great quarterback, great weapons. Preston, real quick, in like 30 seconds, a minute or so, give us a wide receiver to keep an eye on this year. We know, obviously, year after year, LSU's got great wideouts. Who do you think is going to be the breakout guy for them this year?
Yeah, I mean, look, LSU's got a really deep receiving core. I said edge was the best on this team. I think wide receiver is the number two strongest unit on this team. Chris Hilton's the guy I've got my eyes on. He, of course, went to SEC Media Days. He's a guy who's been in the program now. He's a senior now. And, you know, he's always looked good in practice and bowl games, always looked like a big deep threat. He has a good connection with Nussmeier on his deep ball. He's been dealing with injuries the last two seasons. And, of course, he spent a season behind Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas. He is a deep ball home run hitter. He's a guy I could see breaking out being the number one receiver this year. But frankly, you've got about, you know, four or five guys I wouldn't be shocked to see if they ended up being your leading receiver.
Overall, how do you expect the defense to look? 2 years ago, an absolute nightmare. Make strides under Blake Blyer in year one. What are you expecting in year two out of his defense?
Yeah, so here's the thing. Blake Baker came in last year. LSU had some NIL issues where their collective were only equipped with about $5.5 million for their whole roster last year. So Blake Baker came in, they invested, got a big-name defensive coach and big-name defensive staff behind him. But it was mostly the same players from that 2023 unit, and they improved tremendously. But you have to understand, when you've got the worst defense in school history, it's not just coaching that's the problem. It's the players and the coach that's the problem. And that's exactly what happened. So this year they've invested heavily in the portal, getting guys like Patrick Payton, Jack Pyburn out of Florida, AJ Halsey. I mean, just everywhere you look, there are transfer players coming in who are going to make an impact. I believe defense is going to make tremendous strides. That was another strong theme when I talked to the local media, was they're all expecting a big step up in this defense. I would be surprised if this is not a top 25 type unit this year.
Preston, before we let you go, we need a prediction out of you, my friend. Do you think LSU makes the playoff this upcoming season?
I do. Yeah, I do. I think it's a tough schedule, and I think that actually bodes in your favor, because there might even be some wiggle room. There's about a 1-in-5 chance that a 9-in-3 SEC team makes it in. I think with a schedule like LSU's got, it's got a chance to get a big win and make a name for itself even at 9-3. I think LSU exceeds that. I think LSU's going to go 10-2. It's a good roster. Problems on offensive line. I'll be watching closely in fall camp to see which five starters they go at that position. But if I felt very, very, very confident about this offensive line and they started dominating, I might go 11-1 or better for this team. I think offensive line is going to be the key. But right now, 10-2.
All right, great stuff. Preston Guy, always enjoy talking LSU with him. Staff writer covering LSU at TigerBait.com. Give him a follow on X at PGuy77. Preston, appreciate the time, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, talk to you soon, guys.
Yep, all right, good stuff there from Preston. Talking a little LSU football. Let's continue in talking those Tigers down in Baton Rouge. You can look at the schedule. As Preston was talking about, folks, it is not easy. I mean, a lot of these SEC schedules are tough, right? But that week one game at Clemson, there is not a bigger game for any team in the sport than week one for LSU against Clemson. What that can do for the confidence level, Preston, I thought, made a great comparison Obviously, they had that long losing streak against Alabama. You wondered when they would finally break that. They need to break that streak. They need to break this streak of starting the season 0-1. It puts you behind the eight ball. And considering the schedule that they had in the SEC, what that win could do for LSU, you're likely beating the ACC champs in their place, a team that a lot of people think could have the Heisman Trophy winner in Cade Klubnik, a team that a lot of people feel like could win the national championship. You win that game on the road, week one, it's going to be massive, massive for LSU. So a great opportunity for them, and certainly a monster game to kick off the season. Then after that, you kind of get three games to reassess, figure out the things you did well against Clemson, figure out the things you didn't do all that well. You get one game against Louisiana Tech, and then you're right back at it again with Florida in week three. Then you get Southeastern Louisiana in week four, and then you're at Ole Miss in week five. So this is my concern with LSU. We were just talking about it with Preston. The offensive line, they lost four starters from last year. Not only did they lose four starters, but all those guys went to the NFL. So they were really good quality offensive linemen. And as Preston was talking about polling all those media members, their main concern is up front. As good of a quarterback as Nussmeier is, as great as skill weapons as LSU always has, you can't do much if your quarterback isn't protected. And the fact that they're going on the road in a hostile environment in week one, going up against that Clemson defense, I don't think bodes too well for them. And then the fact that they have to play Florida again in week three, don't love that all that much. And then another tough road game at Ole Miss in week five. I wish LSU had one of these schedules where it was an easy non-conference. They're playing cupcakes the first 2-3 weeks of the season, easing yourself into it. Offensive line builds some chemistry. They have their communication problems worked out. I mean, getting thrown right into the fire like that week one on the road at Clemson, that's going to be a tall, tall task. So I don't love that start for LSU. That'd be a tough schedule for anybody. But considering you got a team with a young offensive line, inexperienced offensive line, going to put a lot of pressure on Garrett Nussmeier to deliver in those games. With that being said, though, again, I agree with Preston. I think if Arch Manning's last name was Arch Smith, Arch Jones, he probably wouldn't be the favorite, and Garrett Nussmeier would be. Also made a great point about Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels. These guys transferred into LSU. They play their junior year one season, look pretty good, and then obviously the senior season, it's like a complete 360 with both of those guys, and both have turned out to be pretty good NFL players. So Nussmeier did some good things last year. You can see why people are pretty excited about him going into this season. And with that start to the schedule, and probably he's going to need to pick up his offensive line and kind of elevate those guys around him, if they're able to go into Clemson, win that game, they beat a good Florida team at home, go into Oxford and beat Ole Miss, Garrett Nussmeier, we could look up heading into the month of October, and he could already be a pretty big favorite to win the Heisman Trophy. So definitely something interesting there. But then again, the rest of the schedule, right? Tough home games against South Carolina and A&M, and then he's still got road trips at Bama and at Oklahoma as well. Tough, tough schedule for LSU. Their win total is at 8.5. The over is heavily juiced, minus 150. If you want to bet the under, that is plus 125. I'm not doing anything with the win total. I'd probably lean under, if I'm being honest with you, at the plus money. I wouldn't bet them, obviously, to make the playoff at plus 130 either. I wouldn't bet them to play in the SEC title game, win the SEC championship. I have my concerns about this offensive line. I have my concerns about the defensive line, too. I know Preston said these edge rushers are terrific. LSU really struggled to stop the quarterback run last year. They struggled to stop the run up the middle. It's great to have good edge pass rushers, but if team can just line up and smash you right down the middle, it's going to be tough to stop that. And even though this defense should continue to make improvements, they were, again, as Preston said, worst defense in LSU history 2 years ago. Were better last year, but still certainly not amongst the elite in the SEC. You would expect them to continue to make improvements, but I don't know if they're still going to be one of the top five defenses in the SEC. And with that schedule and the young offensive line that they have and all the pressure that is on Brian Kelly and company, I think they need a top five defense in the SEC this year if they want to make the playoffs or even go over that win total and win 9 games. So I would probably look under. Don't think it's an official bet for me. Certainly have my questions about LSU, but man, that week one game against Clemson, if there's a game to watch, that would probably be the one. What an opportunity for LSU. They win that game, it could really set up the rest of their season. All right, let's talk a little Los Angeles Rams now here on Send It In. A lot of people high on the Rams going in to this upcoming NFL season, and I am one of those people as well. You look at the Rams' schedule, and again, as all these NFC West teams have, they're going to play the AFC South, and they're going to play the NFC South. Pretty tough start to the schedule. You got to get the Texans at home in week one. That should be a fun game. Then you got to go on the road, play in Nashville against Cam Ward. Then you got to face the Super Bowl champion Eagles in week three as well. They got to face the Ravens on the road in week six. They got to go to London and take on the Jags. Definitely some tricky games on their schedule. This Rams team, there are certain teams in the NFL, in college football, that I like more in the regular season, and there are certain teams I like more when we get in the postseason. Baseball is the same way. We might talk some baseball futures coming up here in a little bit. There are certain teams that dominate the regular season. Ravens, Bills, get to the playoffs, not quite as dominant, right? The Rams are the kind of team that I don't expect them to win 13, 14 games this season. But if they're able to get into the playoffs, that is a team that I think Philly probably has to worry about the most. And that's why I would bet them to win the NFC at plus 900. I wouldn't look at the win total at 10.5. I wouldn't look at them to win the NFC West at plus 175. I wouldn't look at them to make the playoffs and lay the juice at minus 185. I'd go big with the Rams. I'd bet them to win the NFC at 9-1. I'd bet them to win the Super Bowl at 20-1. They have a lot of boxes that you're looking for. Super Bowl winning quarterback in Matthew Stafford. Super Bowl winning head coach in Sean McVay. Obviously, those guys won a Super Bowl together. Great 1-2 punch at wide receiver with Puka and Devontae Adams. Loved that pickup in the offseason. I still think Devontae's got some left in the tank. Playing in this offense with that head coach and that quarterback, I think is going to be really good for Devontae. Obviously, these last couple years he's had with the Raiders and the Jets, his quarterbacks haven't been good. The organizations have been dysfunctional. He's going to a great place. I think he's going to have a big-time season. Offensive line is good enough for L.A., and then you got a great young running back in Kyren Williams as well. And then how about defensively? We did not talk enough about how great that Rams defense was as the end of last year. A ton of young players, a ton of draft picks, a ton of rookies that they had playing on that side of the ball. Obviously, you're replacing one of the greatest defensive players of all time in Aaron Donald. And that Rams defense, before playing Philadelphia in that playoff game, the prior four games to that, the final three games of the regular season where the starters play, they didn't play in week 18. So week 15, 16, and 17. And then that first playoff game against Minnesota, the Rams did not give up double-digit points on defense. All those teams scored 9 points, 6 points. The Rams defense was terrific. That young defensive line led by Braden Fish, Jared Verse is awesome. Really good young defensive coordinator as well. So we think Rams, we think Stafford, we think McVay, we think Puka, Kyren Williams, and they're going to be great again. But that Rams defense could be one of the top 5-7 units in the NFL as well. They got a really good pass rush. They're good against the run. And the way that they played at the end of last season should take them some momentum going into this season. But the Rams, again, they're one of those teams that they're never like comfortably in the playoffs every single year. They're always kind of hovering in like the wild card. Obviously, you got a battle with San Francisco this year as well. And if they stay healthy, they should have a very good season. So I think the Rams make it as a wild card team. But when they do get into the playoffs, that's going to be a team that nobody wants to see. So I like the Rams at 9-1 to win the NFC, and I would look at them to win the Super Bowl as well at 20-1. All right, let's talk a little baseball now here on Send It In. Got the Orioles and the Guardians underway right now. Let's refresh to see what the score of that game is in Cleveland. The Guardians have been red hot. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. Orioles up 3-0. How about that? Well, it's time to bet Cleveland plus 2.5 at plus 100. Might take some money line as well at plus 270. I mean, if you guys think the Orioles are going to make this easy today, I don't know what team you've been watching. Charlie Morton's on the mound. He's been spotting 3 runs. The Orioles have hit Logan Allen pretty well, so I do think they'll continue to score some runs here, but off of Charlie Morton, I expect the Guardians to score some runs also. So I would look at Cleveland plus 2.5. The over started at 9. It's now at 11.5. I mean, I know you don't want to bet it now that it's at 11.5, but I think that could be a shootout day game today, getaway day for both of those teams. So I would maybe look at the live over, but certainly Guardians plus 2.5. How about the Blue Jays and the Tigers today in Detroit? Tigers are minus 130 on the money line. The Blue Jays are plus 110. Reese Olson going up against Eric Lauer tonight. I like Detroit on the money line at home at minus 130. All of a sudden, you got two best teams in the American League playing in this game tonight record-wise, and the Blue Jays and the Detroit Tigers. Tigers have lost 9 of their last 10 games. Blue Jays are coming off that emotional series against the Yankees where they took 2 of 3. It feels like a nice little letdown spot for the Blue Jays after that huge series against the Bronx Bombers in the AL East. And the Tigers, we're getting a nice buy-low spot on them after they have lost 9 of their last 10 games. So give me the Tigers at home tonight, minus 130. Should have a nice crowd. I think they beat the Blue Jays, so give me Detroit, minus 130. Padres and Cardinals tonight in St. Louis, total of 8. St. Louis minus 150 on the money line. The Padres are plus 125. We got Sonny Gray on the bump going up against Yu Darvish. Yu Darvish has only pitched 13 and a third innings this season. He's still working his way back from injury. He's got a 6.08 ERA in those games. He's given up 13 hits in those 13 innings that he has pitched. So Darvish is still trying to find himself. Meanwhile, Sonny Gray has been the guy for the Cardinals all season. So I do like the Cardinals in this spot. Maybe look at a team total over against Darvish as well. Athletics and Astros tonight in Houston. Houston minus 125 on the money line. The A's are plus 105. The total in the game is 8.5. We have Jason Alexander starting for the Astros. Luis Severino on the bump for the Athletics. We've talked about it a bunch on this show. When Luis Severino pitches for the Athletics at home, we love to fade him. When he's pitching on the road, we love to back him. He's on the road tonight, and this line feels a little suspicious, right? You got the Astros, who are leading the division. They're at home, and they're minus 125 on the money line against the A's, who are playing a little bit better. This line just feels a touch low. I think the A's are the right side. We'll take the Athletics at plus 105. And then finally, Mariners and Angels. Logan Evans tonight going up against Yusei Kikuchi with a total of 9. I'm betting over in this matchup. Mariners have gotten some good looks at Kikuchi here with him being traded over from the Astros. And he was with the Mariners organization. And then also now pitching with the Angels. So familiar with Kikuchi. Obviously playing in a much more friendly hitter's ballpark out in Anaheim. I think over 9 is the way to go in that one. As for some division futures that we like in Major League Baseball, we got the Blue Jays and the Yankees right now battling in the AL East, probably going to come down to those two teams. Toronto right now, minus 125. The Yankees are plus 125. I still like the Yankees to win this division. They're 4 games back as of today, July 24th. But I do think they're still going to win this division. I think the best thing that could happen for the Yankees is that they're done playing the Blue Jays in Toronto. Finally get them out of Toronto. They still have another series later on down the year. That's going to be in the Bronx. I think that's going to be very good for the Yankees. But the key for the Yankees is they're starting to get a little bit healthier. Luis Gil's making some rehab starts. He should be back. Cashman, you would expect to be aggressive at the deadline. Likely Toronto will as well, but I think the Yankees could make a bigger splash. But also the key for the Yankees is that they have no more trips to the West Coast. No games in the Pacific time zone, Mountain time zone. Every game the Yankees are going to play the rest of the season is going to be in the Eastern time zone or the Central time zone. And that is obviously massive this time of the year, right? When other teams are making those cross-country road trips and making those road trips from the West to the East or the East to the West, you might come back and you might be 2-6 in those 8 games. You might be 3-6 in those 9 games. Those are not easy trips that those teams have to deal with. So the fact that the Yankees are done with that, I think, is a massive advantage. And the fact they don't have to play the Blue Jays anymore in Toronto, I think, is a big advantage as well. So I still like the Yankees plus 125 to win that division. It's still the Tigers for me in the AL Central. Luckily for them, they built themselves such a cushion because they have lost 9 of their last 10 games. Cleveland has won 8 of their last 10 games. So the Guardians are starting to pick up a little ground, but this Detroit team has been the best team in the American League, in the American League Central all year. I still think they win this division. In the AL West, it's still the Astros for me. I don't expect Seattle to go away. They have that terrific pitching staff, but I still like Houston to win that division. In the NL East, I'm still going with the Phillies because of that starting rotation. Sanchez and Wheeler is a ridiculous 1-2 punch, and the Mets just have not been the same team ever since the first couple months of the season. In the NL Central, this one is going to be fun. I like the Brewers more so to win the National League than I do the Cubs. I like the Brewers more so when we get to the postseason because of their pitching. As for the day-to-day grind of the 162, I still like the Cubs better. I think there's a reason the Cubs are still favored. The Brewers have gone on their hot streak, right? They won 10 straight. They're the hottest team in baseball. They're going on this crazy streak, but I think that's good for the Cubbies because now it's tied, and they can go on their streak, try and push out some more games over Milwaukee, so we'll take the Cubs at minus 145, and it's still the Dodgers for me to win the NL West. All right, let's get a promo from our friends at BetMGM. In any sport, no sweat token. You can get in on the excitement at BetMGM with an any sport, no sweat token. If you don't win your wager, you'll get a stake back in bonus bets. Brought to you by the Sportsbook Born in Vegas, BetMGM. Download the app today. All right, you guys, let's wrap up the show with our favorite plays of the day. And we got Nolan Arenado and going streaking against Yu Darvish. Arenado, 9-for-23 in his career against Yu Darvish. As I mentioned, Yu's working his way back from injury. Only 13 innings pitched this season. He has given up 13 hits in those 13 innings. And Arenado's got great history against him. I think gets us a base hit today. So Nolan Arenado will be my pick in going streaking. My prop lock is going to be the Rams to win the NFC at plus 900. I do like the Rams to go to the Super Bowl this year. I think if they get into the playoffs, that is the team that nobody wants to see, especially the Eagles. Obviously, the Rams played them the toughest of any team on the Eagles' march to the Super Bowl last year. The Adams pickup, that defense should only get better. Give me the Rams at plus 900. Athletics are my dog of the day at plus 105. We're getting Luis Severino on the road. His road splits way better than what he is at home. So give me Severino in the A's at plus 105. And then my best bet's going to be the Tigers minus 130 on the money line. Blue Jays coming off that emotional series against the Yankees, taking 2 of 3. I think we're getting a nice buy low spot here on the Tigers, who have lost 9 of their last 10 games. We'll take Detroit at minus 130. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks again to Preston Guy for joining us. Jake Hassan is going to be with you tomorrow to wrap up the week. I will see you guys on Monday. Have a good one.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.